Module 4, Laying the Groundwork. A facilitated approach is not just a technique, it's an attitude and disposition to doing things that should be shared by the whole organization. To best benefit from group facilitation, you need to set the stage for it. In this module, we will discuss choosing a facilitated approach, planning for a facilitated meeting, and collecting data. Choosing a facilitated approach. In an earlier module, we discussed about the situations where facilitation is appropriate and situations when facilitation is not appropriate. These factors can be a guide if facilitation is the best approach to managing a meeting in your organization. If your organization has decided that facilitation is appropriate, the following are some steps you should take. Orient the participants about what facilitation is and what it can do for them. If a team is new to the facilitated approach, they might find difficulty with the process. For example, individuals from a hierarchical organization might feel uneasy contributing when there are senior members in the group. In situations where there's conflict, the group might even expect the facilitator to adjudicate the issue or at least offer an opinion. It's important then to level everyone off with what facilitation is and what it isn't before you start implementing it in your group. If there are significant reservations about changing to a facilitated approach, surface them so that they may be addressed. Make sure that facilitation has the administration's support. The incentive to make the most out of a facilitated discussion can be nullified if the people who make decisions still prefer a top-down autocratic approach. While it's not guaranteed that ideas and proposals produced by facilitated teams will get approved, administration should, at the very least, communicate their openness to the team's efforts. Choose the right facilitator. Facilitators can be from within the organization or a freelance professional. It is important that you pick a facilitator who is not part of the problem, context, or the solution, and is generally perceived as unbiased with no conflict of interest. They must also possess the right attitude and disposition in handling people's contribution. Planning for a facilitated meeting. The following are some things you can do in preparation for a facilitated meeting. Set the venue. Facilitation works best if the venue is conducive to a comfortable discussion. Chairs arranged in a circle are always better than a classroom setup to emphasize equality among all members. Privacy is a must. If you need to use materials like flip chart paper, markers, and name tags, prepare them beforehand. It also helps to prepare not just the venue of the meeting proper, but the surrounding areas as well. It's not unusual for facilitators to invite meeting participants to break out in smaller discussion groups, or even take a walk to blow off steam. As such, preparations for these activities should be made before the meeting. Set aside time. Facilitated meetings should not be rushed. Minding process is the reason why it works well. The length of a facilitated meeting depends on the agenda and the number of participants, but the recommended duration is 30 minutes to 1 hour. Prepare a facilitation plan. As a facilitator, never go blindly into a meeting. While an experienced facilitator would likely have enough skills to wing it, it always pays to be prepared. Make sure you know what the objective of the meeting is, expectations of the group and/or the organization from you, and the profile of your participants. Decide ahead how you are going to begin and end the meeting, and how you plan to manage the meeting itself. For this process, it helps if you research and gather relevant information beforehand, more on this later, and prepare a facilitation plan. See the next page. Make plans for documentation. To better be able to follow up and identify process issues in a group, it always helps if a meeting is documented. Typically, groups assign a secretary to take minutes of a meeting. However, traditional minutes usually deal with just content. For best results, consider assigning a process observer, someone to document process elements in a group. Prepare psychologically. Lastly, it's important that you take the time to prepare internally if you're going to facilitate a meeting. Being a facilitator can be a mentally, sometimes even emotionally demanding job. You want to make sure that you are in a relaxed frame of mind before you facilitate. Deal with personal issues that can interfere with the process, and note your biases and assumptions about the group or the subject of the meeting. Planning for a facilitated meeting continued. A sample template for a facilitation plan. Collecting data. The more information a facilitator has about the group she will be facilitating, the more effective he or she can be. The following are some tips in collecting data as preparation for facilitating a meeting. Communicate ahead with the person who invited you to facilitate the meeting to understand what is expected from the meeting and what is expected from you as a facilitator. If there are presenters and content experts in the meeting, it is also best to meet with them beforehand to ensure that you are both on the same page. Ideally, you should also be able to interview or survey participants ahead of time. This can give you time to understand the dynamics of the situation, as well as establish rapport. Ask about the group's history, their view of the meeting subject, and how the group normally accomplishes things. It also helps to know ahead if there are reservations about inviting a facilitator. Request documentation about the group's previous meetings, example, minutes or progress reports. They will give you an idea of where the group is at the moment. If there's a sensitive issue involved, know as much as you can about the situation and even the personalities involved. For instance, knowing that there's underlying tension about a specific topic will tell you to approach it cautiously. Similarly, knowing who the participants in conflict are can guide you when dividing participants into working groups. Note though, always triangulate your information gathering method so that you don't get just one side of the story. Understand the subject matter of the meeting. While facilitators are not content experts, you must know enough about the topic to be able to track the discussion. For example, familiarize yourself with the terms and language of the group. You lose precious time by having to ask the group to explain terms to you. Case study. Harold was the newly appointed marketing department facilitator. He was scheduling a bi-weekly meeting and was going through his checklist. He had a set time and had one of the conference rooms booked off. He had prepared a plan that stated the meeting's objectives, expectations, and information on the participants. He also had a system in place for correct documentation. When the day of the meeting comes, Harold realizes he'd underestimated how straining being a facilitator is. His meeting goes poorly because he wasn't prepared for dealing with several different people debating at once and looking to him to conduct their arguments. Next time, he'll be sure to take some time to prepare himself psychologically.